Welcome to the program today. My name is Keith Smith. I'm an instructor at Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School in La Mirada. And all this week, Pastor Brian is looking at verses 5 and 6 in the first chapter of the book of Joshua. And Pastor Brian picks up where he left off yesterday, speaking about how we can trust that God is going to be faithful in the future by looking back at God's faithfulness in the past. So now let's go to Pastor Brian Parrish from the pulpit of Calvary Chapel, La Mirada.
What begins to happen is God starts using your life over and over and over again. Your confidence starts growing strong in Him. I remember the Lord used me that way back then. He met me there. He met me with wisdom. Someone came across my path and all these scriptures came to my mind. And I don't remember, you know, memorizing those, but I was ministering to that person and all these words were coming out. And I know it wasn't me. It's exactly how it works. Next time someone comes along and you say, okay, Lord, speak to me. Give me the things that I need. And God starts working through your life. So I believe He has spoken to many of you here today. This is what I've called you to do. Now He's saying you need to step out. You need to be strong and courageous in His might and in His strength. Because He says that He'll never leave you nor forsake you. This passage is quoted also in the book of Hebrews, that He would never leave us nor forsake us. In Hebrews chapter 13, I want you to see how the writer applies it there. So turn over to Hebrews 13. Verse 5 and 6, and verse 6 is where we see that, or the end of verse 5 is where we see it, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But look what the writer of Hebrews says in verse 5. It says, let your conduct be without covetousness and content with such things as you have, for He Himself said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So, based on the fact God's going to be with us, He says, I want you to be content and not greedy. Now, if you're going to be used by the Lord, you can't be greedy. The Bible says you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve money or power and wealth and the Lord. You have to come to a point in your life where you say, God, I'm satisfied with whatever condition I'd find myself in, financially or relationships, whatever the case is, I want Your will to be done. Now your heart is free to do what the Lord would ask of you. Godliness with contentment, Paul says, is great gain. But if you want to pursue after all you want to and then fit in God and His ministry at that point, God won't take that. You need to be content. You have a heart that's free to say, Lord, I'm in Your army. Send me where You want. You know, at funeral services, people, it's popular to, I forget who sings it, but I did it my way, that song. Frank Sinatra, great theologian, Frank Sinatra. You know, if that's what someone plays at their funeral service, it's a sad testimony in their life. We need to do it Yahweh. Amen? His way, not my way. And you cannot be greedy and covetous and do the will of God at the same time. You need to seek first God's kingdom. Make that as a priority. And He'll supply all that you need. Your heart just needs to be content. Paul says, I've learned to abound. There was times where Paul had great blessing. He says, I've also learned how to be abased. But in whatever state, I've learned to be content. That's the heart that God could use and direct. So he starts there by not being greedy or covetous, but being content. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what can man do to me. The second application there is I'm not going to worry about man. And if you're going to serve the Lord and do His calling, then you can't worry about what people are going to think. You cannot worry about what your parents are going to think of the way you live your life, the way you raise your children, what your in-laws will say, and their commentary on the things you feel God's called you to do. You cannot fear them. And they're not going to understand because God hasn't spoken to them. He's spoken to you and said, this is what I want you to do. And if they don't know the Lord, they're going to think you're a big fool. You're wasting your time. They don't understand. I mean, they may say, well, he goes to church on Sunday. Okay, but now he wants to go on Wednesday. What is wrong? What's gotten into that person? And now he wants to volunteer his time. Hey, are they paying you anything down there? What's going on there? They're using you. They don't have the same values. They think you're wasting your time. And if you listen to that, and you're so concerned about what your in-laws and your family members think, you're not going to make it. Paul says, if I'm a servant of Christ, I cannot be a man-pleaser. You have to be concerned about the fear of God and pleasing Him, and who cares what anybody else thinks. And God says, I'm not going to leave you nor forsake you. They could have their commentary. They could say what they want. They could think what they want. You do what I've called, and I'll be with you. You'll have the favor of God upon your life. Isn't that what we really ultimately desire, is God's favor upon us? And people are not going to understand the things that we do. You just have to come to the point and say, I'm going to do what the Lord has for my life. Fear is a strong motivator. Keeps people out of what God's wanting them to do. So don't worry about their opinions, because it says the Lord is my helper. He's the one that's going to supply. He's the source that you need, and be pleasing to Him, and everything else will be fall into place. The other thing that the devil would want to come in and do is he'd want to fear because of all of our failures. And I've been in that boat before. We've had some things happen here as a church, and the enemy wants to continue to bring that back up into my face. The Bible says he's the accuser of the brethren. That dreaded past, just need to bury it at the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ. We all have things that we're embarrassed of, that we're ashamed of, that we don't want anyone to know. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sin, and God has covered those through His love and through His blood, thank God. And He would tell you, move forward. Do you think it's the word of the Lord for God to say, stay put? I don't find that anywhere in the Bible. The Bible says we're being changed from glory to glory. And yeah, we mess things up and we fall short, but God continues to pick us up. Isn't that what salvation is all about? God took us out of a pit of sin, gave us a brand new start, and He says, move forward in the things of God. He didn't say, well, stay here because you messed up so bad in your before you were... No, He wants to change us into the image and likeness of Jesus Christ. The devil wants to come in and say, it's not going to happen. Put that fear in your hearts. Gee, I messed up in the past. I guess I'll mess up again. We need to walk by faith and be strong and courageous in God's promises. And His presence is going to be with us. We learn from the past. I've learned a lot of things by my failures and the mistakes that I've made. I've learned I don't ever want to do that again. That causes problems. God, teach me. I learned to repent and I learned to move forward in the things of the Lord and not to repeat the past. And the Lord would speak to you, be strong and courageous. Let's go back to Joshua chapter 1. Verse 6, the third point, right out of the text, is be strong and courageous. Listen to these words, be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Now, when I say to you today, be strong and courageous and go forward in the things that God has for you. The only way to do that is to receive that word by faith. Otherwise, you say, yeah, but you don't know me. You don't know my weaknesses. You don't know the limitations. Well, if God's called you, there is no excuse. Now, did you put in a resume with God for the position that He wants you to have, for the ministry that He's called you to? He didn't look all over the world and says, well, this person's qualified for this task. I'll move him over here to La Mirada and I'll put him there. God qualifies us. God gives us, He's the one that enables us. And the bottom line is, we'll never move out in being strong and courageous in the things of God if we